spirit and life. And the life we live by lives within us now. For the air we breathe is the word of God. For the words we speak are spirit and life. She was weary. Her past came flooding to her present and beclouded the vision she had for her future. She was blinded, held in a chokehold by rage, by bitterness, by pity. As she sulked in the dark and pampered her mess, she refused repentance and chose crucifixion. She was embittered at this human that will make her go through the cycle of had I known, played in her head like a never-ending clockwork. The sound was on repeat, and she saw her defeat as a gloom that was long overdue. Favor had had it with her. She just could not understand her lunacy. How can a being, me, receive this much attention from him? To what end can one misuse grace? She repented more times than she could remember. A failure to her nature, she hated herself, and the devil had permanent residence in her mind. She failed in a secret life to please God as laziness and lust got the better of her. She hated mostly the ones she believed, threw her into this cycle of misery. 10, 10, 10, 11, 12, each of these numbers were years, times in her life when her body was momentarily and forcefully taken from her and used as a pacifier for the lust of ungodly men. Her self-inflicting numbness could only work in her mind, but it did nothing to the unbearable pain she felt in her heart.
For the words we speak are spirit and love.
For the words we speak are spirit and love.
And the life we live by lives within us.
Tried to heal, to forget. But as she sought for a place of escape, pictures that were abominable called out to her and somehow found their ways to her search engines. Pornography, addiction, anything that will take her mind off the pain and fill the gaping void, even if it was just for 10 minutes. And lust was like this familiar, prevalent monster that always brought a cake filled with snakes to her starving soul. She hated herself for being so weak, but she didn't know that her weakness called out to him. As a matter of fact, he specializes in using those written off for wonders. No, he doesn't push us into filth, but he has a way of turning the filth we were into to mold us, unveiling the gold encased in our depths we could never have reached. But it's only if we let him. Standing with the pole stretched out to her, whispers over and again his love while he beckons on her to take hold of this lifeline as he waits to pull her out of the mud. Out to her, poles personified as people coming from churches. They're all sweet talking and Bible grabbing, yet she sees the disgust in her eyes, the fear she might stain their spotless garments with her muddy hands. Time and again I see him stretch out different poles from different sources, different people from different churches, but none could help her or lead her from this mud till this person walked into her view. No, they didn't look like one of the rest. No, they didn't stand a distance to speak with her. No, this person walked right up to her and gave her a hug. one that transcended the rims of chains, that pierced the fabric of illusions. This person whispered words of healing, words that barged the gates of a locked up heart. This was him. He was done sending Pauls personified as people. This was him. It had to be him. He was the one she was looking for. But as this person took a step back, she noticed that he was a she.
For the words we speak are spirit and love.
For the words we speak are spirit and love.
And the life we live by lives within us.
The life we live by lives within us.
The air we breathe is the word of God.
The air we breathe is the word of God.
For the words we speak are spirit and love.
No, no, she had to be him. How is this possible? How am I looking at a lady like me and I am seeing Jesus? She had the aura, the warmth, the words, the gaze, the embrace of the one she had been seeking, Jesus. Who are you? She wasn't wrong. This was Jesus. He was in her and she in him. Didn't the Bible say that in this world ye are like me? I couldn't at this point understand why so many that profess to know him do not carry him. Because I would have met him a long time ago if that were the case. How was she then able to reflect Jesus to me? The answer, love. Love. How familiar. Isn't this the prerequisite for claiming the title Christian? Isn't it how we will be seen that we are of him if we love? Isn't he the personification of the very word love? Then how far have the average believer strayed from this precept? It is barely mentioned in gatherings or practiced in meetings. It is the foundational commandment. Love is the vehicle of encounters. It is how men will see Jesus. Because I saw Jesus that day, I was convinced of who I saw. It was him. He is real. I will forever be grateful to her, for I saw the close representation of him anyone has ever seen, even better than a portrait in a sanctuary or a relic in a temple. For this one was living and breathing, and he, she touched and hugged me. God loves me, and that is what truly matters. The one he chased, living the 99. He made me of right standing at the cross, but it is mine to accept. I had to have a conversation with myself at this point. I sat her down to speak with her. Sit down. I made this girl know that the only one keeping her from progress, mercy, and healing is her. I apologized. I apologized to her for participating in our oppression. And I told her that I am ready to release her to run free from every hurt or pain. And she can move on to the exploits that God has in store for her. She is free to know him intimately and genuinely. I opened the gates of a prison I never knew I had the key to. And I threw the key away. She is free to fly with her lover now. And as I'm looking at her go, I can tell you that that girl will do so much more than anyone can ever imagine. You will do so much more than any mind could ever imagine.
For the words we speak are spirit and love.